Okay, good evening, Garbosa. Get here. Everybody there. Come on, make it, I can just hold it. Shalom. Okay. This week's Parsha is Yisro. Of course, the famous Parsha of Kabbalah Satoira. But it starts, of course, with Yisro, Vayishma Yisro, Choyin Midyan Choysein Moshe, Yitzchol Asher Shalom Kimu Moshe, and Yisrael Amol, Kiyotzi Hashem, Es Yisrael Mivitzrayim. The famous Rashi, Vayishma Yisro, Mashmu Hashama Ubo. Very famous Rashi, what exactly, Vayishma Yisro, what did he hear? It says in general, at least called Asher Osol Kim Moshe Yisrael Amo, but Rashi says what specifically is the Nakuda Mashmu Shamo Bo Kriyas Yamsuf Ubelchemes Amalek. Those two things, Kriyas Yamsuf Ubelchemes Amalek, and there's a lot have been said about why these two specific things, Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. So we'll start off with one of the Gedolei HaChassidus, in what is mentioned in the Sefer Mor v'Shemesh, and then at the end of the Shmuz, we'll say a different Mahalach that as well hopefully gives an important message as well. The Mor v'Shemesh says, he says, Shemati b'shem HaTzadik HaManoach from Neustadt. He says, why these two things? He says, because it comes to teach us Kriyas Yamsuf. We know Klal Yisrael was on the highest Madregas. Rasa Shivcha Bayam Vashadro Yecheskel Babuzi. The plain Shivcha, Mamish had a Gilui Shechina, like Yecheskel. Yecheskel, that's the Haftorah of the first morning of Shavuos. So if you're still awake by the Haftorah, you read the Gilui Shechina, the Maisa Merkava of Yecheskel Babuzi, highest Gilui Shechina. So the plain Shivcha, and that's the Sua, was the highest Madrega. He quotes the Pasuk Zekeli Vaveyu. The Shem Yishmuel explains that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was Zehadover. Right? That's the Rashi in the beginning of Matos. That all the Nevi'im is Koi Soimar. Koi, it's not as clear. By Moshe Rabbeinu was Zehadover. So that's the Pasuk Zekeli, meaning the Shem Yishmuel says that Pashat Yidin had a Gilui Shechina like Moshe Rabbeinu. Such a high Madrega. That was what? Kriyas Yamsuf. And then, by the Melchemes Amalek, they're already saying, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Imayim. Is Hashem really amongst us? So they were on such a high status of the Kemat, like more than Yecheskel Babuzi, like Rosh Hashivcha Shebayom, and then they go down to Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Mayim. So Yisro saw how an individual could be on such a high madrega, and then in not too long of a time be on a very low madrega, unless you do something to enforce the status that you put yourself in a sviva that will force you to maintain that high madrega. And therefore he felt the only way to do it is to be dovuk with Moshe Rabbeinu, and this way he'll be miskaya, he'll be dovuk with Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he'll maintain a lofty status. But if not, person could isolate, he's here, he's there, and he doesn't necessarily maintain the stability of a higher madrega. And that's Mashmua Shamo Boss, where he saw, he heard those two things, not just about what happened, but about Klal Yisrael's madrega of Kriyas Yamsuf, in contrast to Klal Yisrael's madrega by the beginning of Milchemes Amalek. And that, I think, Rabosai, is big yisod. We'll talk about that a little bit. Stability, yatsivus. A person, you know, one of the most important midos in a person in all life, about yourself, about looking for a shidduch, is the person has to be stable, stability. Person's stability. He can, you know, he's stable, he's there on a constant basis, he can maintain a job, he can maintain, he's responsible, stability. That's a very important midah. But furthermore, besides the idea of stability, it's also self-awareness. Self-awareness. You know, by Yisroel it says, "Atayadati ki gadol Hashem mikol alokim ki badol Hashem zodu aleim." Rashi says, "Malamet sheyamakir b'chol abor zora shebaolam." That Yisroel, he was involved in every avor zora until he finally came to the conclusion of what the emes is, and that's another yisod in life: stability and self-awareness. Like Rav Lifshitz Zatzal would say, "Chayav adam lahakir es atzmo." You know, sometimes we don't have time to connect with ourselves, let alone connect with other people, because we're so involved in the routine of life, even for good things. You're going from this year to that year to this, but like the speaker Rebbe said, at least maybe you should take 5 minutes out during the day to just, you know, connect with yourself, to understand who you are, what you need, and that's ultimately what Yisro became. He was here, he was there, this Avodah Zarah. Now he finally sees the emes and he wants to connect with that emes. I think a positive attribute of having a little bit of time off, we call here Benes Mesrim, or some call it intercession, whatever you want to call it, but the word is, sometimes you just need time off, even from the good things, just to take a step back and to think about yourself, think about what your goals are, think about, you know, who you are as a person. And that's what, in this, you know, in Kabbalah Satorah you see the same thing. You know, Kabbalah Satorah, I think the Berach Moshe writes, it was, you know, it was a Kabbalah on the Tzibur. That's why it's pointed out in the Sefer Zev Yitroch, if you look in this Pesukim in Dvarim, Kabbalah Satorah is called Yom HaKol, because it was a communal thing. But on the other hand, the Medrash points out, as the Berach Moshe says, Shirashiri, Shakedin Mishukus Bihu, that every individual had a malach come to him and present him the mitzvah, and he would accept that particular mitzvah, because every individual had their own singular Kabbalah Satorah, to understand that they as a person connected to the Torah based on who they are, not just part of the community. And I think that's a very important idea in growth in life, is to be sure about who you are, what you believe in, what you want to believe in, and until you get to that stage, so you're not going to be able to get married, because how can you bring someone else into your life if you don't know who you are, what your goals are, what your aspirations are, what you're cut out to be. So you have different times in life that you could step back and think about that. You know, what do you think you can accomplish in the best way possible, and therefore, who do you think would be the most suitable for you to bring into your life to accomplish these goals? Because a person needs to have inner strength by being makir who they themselves are. And that's what Yisro finally comes to in this week's parsha. Atayya dati. Now I'm ready. Now I'm ready to make the commitment of to go to serve Hashem, to become a yid, to become part of Yadus. And he had a whole journey from this Avodah Zarah to that Avodah Zarah. So most of us aren't necessarily going from Avodah Zarah to Avodah Zarah, Baruch Hashem. People go from different things. People can go from shir to shir to shir, from yeshiva, you know, until they feel where they connect and what's good for them and where they can grow, and then how can they expand even further. But the pasuk of this pasuk of Yisro is the hakdama to Kabbalah Satorah, because that's, if you want to have a meaningful Kabbalah Satorah, you have to have self-awareness. And then you can understand, you know, some people are cut out more to be learning Shas and Poskim. Other people, Rav David Cohen Shlita once said, people think that the only way a person's matzliach in learning is if he's involved in Shas and Poskim. And some people can be matzliach by learning Chumash and Mefarshim or something like that. It's not all or nothing. You see, we have an attitude of all or nothing. If I can't be like this, then I might as well just not learn or not do. You know, it's all or nothing perspective of Kabbalah Satorah is not a good thing at all. You know, there has to be more of a leeway, more of a, you know, a broader perspective of what Torah is and what Torah could be for you, depending upon who you are. And that's when a person ultimately becomes a gavra. When he says, I'm going to do what's the right thing for me. Not, you know, some people make all their life decisions based on my own rule, so-and-so. Like, if I go to this yeshiva, what are other people going to say? If I go to this, some people in certain communities, they daven in a certain shul because they're afraid if they don't daven in this type of shul, then it might not be good for the shidduchim of their children. I'm not saying, chas v'shalom, not to daven in a shul that's shomer Torah mitzvahs, but there are a lot of shuls like that. But for some people just need to daven in a certain place to show, oh, I'm this type. Not necessarily because they think that's the best place for them. If you think it's the best place for you, then in a chanami. I remember once I was at a chasana, and one of the talmidim, you know, in the chasana there's a lot of downtime, kayadua. So a talmid came over to me, he wanted to speak to me. And he said, you know, he was in YU, and he said, you know, I'm thinking of going into this and this year for this coming Zman. And he said to me, I know this is not the most popular choice. It's not one of the shiurim that, you know, it's not going to be a reaction like that. But I think that's the best thing for me. And I'm afraid, you know, maybe I'll get a reputation, and then who knows who they'll set me up with. You know, and that was his, and I said, I guarantee you, if you think this is the right place for you, you should go there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide the, you know, everything else for you as well, because you made the decision being a gavra, not just being a wimp, and doing things because, you know, oh, this is what you're supposed to be doing, you know, because this looks good. And Baruch Hashem, kachava, you know, I'm not saying I'm a Navi, but you don't have to be such a great Navi. You know, and Baruch Hashem, he married a Lachatchila girl, and he has a Lachatchila family, because he did the right thing. He did the right thing that was, and that's what's being a Gavra, and have that inner strength. And that's, Rav Avram Shor once pointed out, it says in the Zohar, that there's a chiluk between the beginning of the parsha speaks about the kolos of brachim, and the end of the parsha speaks about the kolos of lapidim. What's the difference? Because brachim, you see a flash, you know, you see the lightning for a second, and then it's gone. A lapid is a torch. And the fire's there, and it's steady. It doesn't flicker and go out. It's steady. And he says, once you have a proper, and Rav Shor explained the Zohar, that the idea is once you have a proper Kabbalah Satorah, then you have a self-confidence. And then you're a Gavra. It's not like just a flicker here and there. And I think we can now go back to the original Maimar Chazal. Mashmu Hashem Ubo. Kriyas Yamsu Muchema Samolik. So we said over what the Mor Vashemesh brought down, and now I'm going to say a little bit differently. What's special about Kriyas Yamsuf? So I once heard a Rav say in the name the Aruga Sabosim, quotes the Chazal. On the Pasuk, we say this in the Pesukei Dezivra Shabbos morning, L'gozi Yamsuf L'gzorim Ki Lo Chazdo. That Yamsuf, it wasn't just one path. It was, all the Shvatim had their each individual path, and each one went into that path. And that's the idea of Ruga Sabosim develops this idea, as Rav Rappaport pointed out, that the Shvatim, the Shechta points out, the Magen Avraham from the Ari HaKadosh, that they're different Nuschos HaTfilah from the different Shvatim, and then there's the Shara Koilo for someone who didn't know which chamber he's from. Because there are a lot of legitimate ways to be Oved Hashem. There are a lot of illegitimate ways to be Oved Hashem also. But there are a lot of legitimate ways to be Oved Hashem. It's not just one Mahalik, there's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, whatever they represent. And so Yisro saw that. Yisro saw there could be different ways. The Yadus is not just all or nothing. And he felt that's a very emistic approach. So Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes Amalek. Because Amalek is his firm right, Amalek Bigmatria Sufik. Right? Sufik. It's all about trying to bring people into Sufik. You don't know where you're going, what you're doing. You don't have a mahalach. You're not a gavra. You're just a whip. You know, you're a suffix. Yeah, bash, meh, you know. But he felt that now, the Muhammad of Amalek and Kriyas Yamsuf, he understood that, no, you got to be a gavra. You got to understand what's emes. There could be a lot of emes. But then you have to choose what's the emes mahalach for you. In the world, there's a lot of sheker. There's a lot of sheker also, but there's more than one mahalach of emes, right? And then within that, you have to choose. But what works the best for you, for you as a person? And that's our avoda as we begin a newsman, and to make our goals for the newsman. You know where we're going, what we're going to learn. And what shiur we're going to go to, and you know, but to be a gavra, and then to stick with. Sometimes you can make a mistake, so you change it. But then some people, the whole zman, they're changing. So that's not the mahalik that brings stability. That's not the mahalik that brings success. So as we now approach towards the end of the bein hazman and zman, and we're going into the new zman, so bez Hashem, we should all have the omets of Yisrael, the omets of Kabbalah Satorah, and not just have an inspiration like Kolos Ubrokim, that it's a flighty inspiration and then it's gone, but the Kolos Ulapidim, that Eish HaTorah that is burning inside of us and has a constant Yatzivus that Be'ez Hashem will lead us throughout our year, throughout our lives.